Well, the Proteas have got their T20 Tri-Series off to the best possible start. They beat Zimbabwe by 5 wickets earlier today. They chased down 142 with 4 overs to spare. Dierwald Brewer smashed 41 of 17 balls, while debutant Ruben Herrmann made 45 to guide the team home. The pair put on 72 for the 4th wicket, which was the big difference. And Herrmann said that they had to make sure that their partnership was the difference.
Just a question of just playing our games. I think we're both quite naturally aggressive batsmen. So just basically, all our chats were just basically just keep on watching the ball and playing your game, keep playing your game. And yeah, that's basically what we just bounced off each other. And then, so naturally we'll take the game by the scruff of the neck. And then Brevi was hitting him so well, I was basically just trying to give strike to him and then obviously take my opportunities when it comes.
So the Proteas will now play New Zealand in the second match of the series on Wednesday. Sticking with cricket, moving to Lords, it is the final day of the 3rd test between England and India. We are deadlocked at 1-1 in the series there. India at tee, or just after tee rather, are 164 for 9. They need 29 runs to win. England need 1 wicket. The current partnership at the moment between its Mohammad Siraj and Ravindra Jadeja is 17 runs. So they've been going along brilliantly well, but England just need that 1 wicket. Jadeja, 57 not out off 165 deliveries. Siraj is 2 not out off 23 balls. Amongst the wickets, though, for England in this 4th innings, Ben Stokes has taken 3 for 48 and Jofra Archer has taken 3 for 52. So it's edge of your seat stuff as India need 29 and England need 1 wicket to take a 2-1 series lead there. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.